Marshall with the BBC News. Huge explosions have rocked the Chinese port city of Tianjin. State media say 13 people have been killed and hundreds of others injured. The state broadcaster said residents had been moved 10 kilometres from the explosion zone as buildings were collapsing. Our China correspondent John Sudworth reports.
The scale of the disaster is illustrated by one particular piece of mobile phone video taken from a high-rise apartment block. It shows a bright burning glow on the horizon at a distance of around 2 kilometres, possibly more, and clearly something large is on fire. Then suddenly another bright flash as a huge fireball lights up the sky. The men filming can be heard talking excitedly, and then a full 8 seconds later, the force of the blast rattles the building violently. One can only imagine the effect on the buildings clearly visible in silhouette much closer to the blast.
The UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has sacked the head of the UN peacekeeping mission in the Central African Republic. Mr. Ban said the Senegalese diplomat Babacar Gaye would step down as head of mission. The human rights group Amnesty International has accused UN peacekeepers of raping a 12-year-old girl and of killing a boy and his father. Mr. Ban expressed outrage over the reports.
I cannot put into words how anguished and angered and ashamed I am by recurrent reports over the years of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN forces. When the United Nations deploys peacekeepers, we do so to protect the world's most vulnerable people.
The Croatian Prime Minister, Zoran Milanovic, says he fears the worst for a Croatian hostage kidnapped in Egypt, following reports that he's been killed by militants affiliated to the Islamic State group. Mr. Milanovic said he could not be 100% certain that Tomislav Salopek was dead, but described the situation as horrifying. The United States' most senior soldier has suggested that the country should consider deploying troops with their Iraqi counterparts if progress isn't made within months in the fight against Islamic State. The Army's Chief of Staff, General Ray Odierno, said such forces would have a support rather than a combat role. The President of Chad said the jihadist group Boko Haram has appointed a new leader. President Idriss Deby named him as Mohamed Daoud, but did not say what might have happened to the man who's led Boko Haram in recent years, Abubakar Shekau. From Lagos, Will Ross.
In numerous propaganda videos, Abubakar Shekau taunted the Nigerian authorities, but he's not been seen for several months. President Deby did not say whether Abubakar Shekau had been killed. Last year, the Chadian leader was said to be brokering peace talks with Boko Haram, but the negotiations never happened and were widely seen as a sham, so some analysts will question how much credence to give to Idriss Deby's latest comments.
World News from the BBC. Police and soldiers in Myanmar have raided the headquarters of the military-backed ruling party in the capital, Naypyidaw. Correspondents say that factions within the ruling Union Solidarity and Development Party have been engaged in a power struggle in recent months. There have been disagreements between the country's president, Thein Sein, and the party's chairman over who should serve the next presidential term. The former American president, Jimmy Carter, has announced that he has cancer. He said he would be rearranging his schedule to undergo treatment. From Washington, here's Gary O'Donoghue.
Jimmy Carter underwent liver surgery last week, and it's now become clear that the cancer has spread to other parts of his body. In the statement, he said further details would be made public after he undergoes further tests by his doctors at a hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. President Carter is 90 years old and is the second oldest living president after George Bush Sr.
The warring factions in Libya have ended 2 days of talks brokered by the United Nations in Geneva. According to the UN, the parties have committed themselves to reaching a peace agreement within weeks. The UN envoy Bernardino León has urged them to strike a deal by the end of the month. One of Venezuela's main opposition leaders, Daniel Ceballos, has been released from jail and placed under house arrest. He was arrested in March last year for inciting violence during protests against food shortages, high inflation and rampant crime. Mr. Ceballos is the second leading opposition politician to be released this year. The coach of Costa Rica's national football team has resigned a day after he was involved in a fight during a match in Panama. Paolo Wanchope, a former star of the national team, said he got angry when a steward denied him access to the pitch. The two men are seen on video exchanging punches before police intervened. Wanchope said he was pushed first, but apologised for overreacting. BBC News.